Was that your sigh or just a gentle breeze?
That is the voice of singer and songwriter B.B. Winans. His birth name is Benjamin, but he is known to all as B.B. B.B. comes from a large Christian family. His parents, Dolores and David Winans, raised 7 sons and 3 daughters. Winans says music, God, and family were the foundation of his upbringing.
Growing up in the family I grew up in evolved around music, it evolved around God, and it evolved around family. When we went to church, it was family. And it is the main foundation I think I've had since I left home, since I left Detroit, Michigan.
At the age of 17, B.B. and his 15-year-old sister, Priscilla, called Cece, left home for Pineville, North Carolina. They began their professional music careers as background singers on the popular Christian television show, PTL Club. PTL stood for Praise the Lord. Winans says the host of the show, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, treated him and his sister as family. While there, the siblings recorded their first album, Lord Lift Us Up, for PTL Records. In 1987, the Winans left PTL Club. That same year, they released their first album, B.B. and Cece Winans. The mainstream album gave them their first R&B hit, I Owe You Me. The brother and sister recorded 5 albums together. In 1995, they decided to seek individual careers. As a lyricist, B.B. Winans says he always knew he could express his spirituality in any song, be it gospel or contemporary.
I think what separated me in my writing with others is that I felt that I could talk about what God meant to me in every area of my life, in my relationships, in my family, in my work, in everything, in play, and in every aspect of my life. So I was moved by songs that wasn't in the gospel category all my life. So coming back home and Love Said Not So and Lost Without You and In the Meantime, you know, all those songs is reflective of my life.
B.B. Winans has several solo albums and 6 Grammy Awards. He also has written and produced hit songs for others. And he is an actor and author. His latest professional undertaking is a musical about his life. Winans and family friend and director Charles Randolph Wright together wrote Born for This, the B.B. Winans story. The artist says it all began with a phone conversation with the singer-songwriter Roberta Flack.
The musical started with a phone call, and that was a phone call with Roberta Flack. And we were talking about everything other than the musical. And right in the middle of the conversation, she detoured and said, "Bebe, when are you going to write that musical about you and your family? It's an American musical. It's a story. It's a film after that." And 4 days later, I'm at a hotel in Montreal. I walk in and I open up my laptop, and it was like a faucet came on. And right then and there, I wrote the first draft of what now is Born for This.
Bebe says Born for This explores his and his sister's personal and musical journey.
It talks about coming of age of two young African Americans being thrust from a childhood up until that point of predominantly a black situation, and then thrust into a world that was predominantly a white situation. And so we endured racism, we endured a lot of things, but just a cultural shock, you know. Different worlds, you know. It talks about finding myself. What's true about God and what's not true? What's philosophy and what's laws and what's reality? So it's a journey, and how music played a very important part in that journey.
The actors who play Bebe and Cece Winans in Born for This know their subjects pretty well. That is because they are Winans themselves. Bebe is happy about the family connection.
It's been an absolute joy to see my niece Deborah Joy and my nephew Juan, who are brother and sister, playing a brother and sister who happens to be their uncle and aunt. It's hard to put in words how I feel when I see them, knowing, just like my parents knew, there was some talent that they saw in us, so they nurture that talent. I saw that talent in Juan and Joy when they were knee high. Now to see them, especially doing rehearsals, it was funny to see how they learned a lot more about their aunt and uncle and what we went through when we were their age and even younger. And so every time I see them on stage, I'm just tickled, if I can say that.
The musical celebrated its world premiere on April 23rd at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Now it has made its way to Washington, D.C. for performances at the Arena Stage.